An interview with Malcolm Gladwell. Let's begin with outliers. What are they?
Outliers is a scientific term that scientists use to describe phenomenon that lie outside everyday experience. You know, you're used to having a bell curve, and there's a couple people at one end and most people in the middle and a couple people at the other end. And the outlier is the phenomenon or the thing that just doesn't fit into that normal expectation. The book is really about an attempt to understand those people who fall outside of our normal and everyday experience, who are so special, so exceptional, so successful that they demand a more complete explanation.
The subtitle of your book is The Story of Success. How do you put outliers together with success?
The goal of the book, or the idea behind the book, was to say, look, if we examine the lives and experiences of people who are off the charts, who are outliers, who are just at the very, very top of the pyramid, rock stars and entrepreneurs and geniuses and people like that, can we learn anything? Can we learn something that can help the rest of us be more successful, or help society design programs or policies, or have ideas about how to bring the level of performance higher? So that was the notion, that there is something very useful to be learned from people whose lives and experiences fall outside the norm.
That's where you started, but where did you end up?
There is an ironic element to calling the book Outliers, because in the end, what I conclude and what I end up hoping to convince the reader of is that outliers aren't outliers. That people who seem like they're off on their own, having achieved extraordinary things, are actually very ordinary, and that they are there not because of some exceptional or heroic individual actions on their part, but because of a whole series of circumstances and environments and cultural legacies that really implicate us all. When you understand that the Beatles are the Beatles, in large part because they got some insanely lucky break in the early 60s and got sent to Hamburg to play 7 days a week, 8 hours a day for the better part of a year, it changes your understanding of the Beatles. You no longer think of them as being these kinds of one-in-a-million musical prodigies, and you understand, actually, no, they're who they are because they got this opportunity that allowed them to work really hard. And that's a very, very different way of understanding musical genius.
Take, for example, Bill Gates. Why is the richest man in the world less special than we may think?